Hi, welcome to the second part of TensorFlow interview questions and answers. It covers top TensorFlow interview questions that will help you understand how to answer them in the best way. Question 21, how to optimize a TensorFlow model? Answer, there are several techniques to optimize a TensorFlow model, including using more advanced optimization algorithms, such as ATOM or RMSprop, instead of simple gradient descent. Employing regularization techniques, such as L1 or L2 regularization, to prevent overfitting. Applying techniques like batch normalization to improve the training process. Tuning hyperparameters, such as learning rate or batch size, to find the optimal settings for your model. Question 22. How do you save and restore models in TensorFlow? Answer, TensorFlow provides the tf.train saver class to save and restore models. You can save the model parameters, weights and biases, and the computational graph structure. Saved models can be restored later to continue training or make predictions. Question 23. What are the advantages of using TensorFlow over other machine learning frameworks? Answer, some advantages of TensorFlow include broad community support and extensive documentation, scalability and the ability to train models on distributed systems, support for deployment on a variety of platforms, including mobile devices and the cloud, integration with other popular libraries and frameworks, such as Keras, for building deep learning models, availability of pre-trained models and transfer learning capabilities. Question 24. How can you visualize the TensorFlow graph? Answer. TensorFlow provides a tool called TensorBoard for visualizing the computational graph and monitoring training progress. By adding summary operations to your model, you can log various metrics and visualize them in TensorBoard. Question 25. What is a variable in TensorFlow? Answer. In TensorFlow, a variable is a special type of tensor that holds a value that can be updated during the training process. Variables are typically used to store model parameters, such as weights and biases. Question 26. What is a checkpoint in TensorFlow? Answer. A checkpoint in TensorFlow is a snapshot of the model's parameters at a specific point in training. It allows you to save and restore the model's state, which is useful for resuming training or deploying the model. Question 27. How can you deploy a TensorFlow model for production? Answer. To deploy a TensorFlow model for production, you can use tools like TensorFlow Serving or convert the model to a format suitable for deployment on mobile devices or embedded systems using TensorFlow Lite or TensorFlow.js. Question 28. What is data augmentation, and how can it be implemented in TensorFlow? Answer. Data augmentation is a technique used to artificially increase the size of the training dataset by applying various transformations to the existing data. In TensorFlow, data augmentation can be implemented using functions from the tf.image module to perform operations like rotation, scaling, flipping, etc. Question 29. What are TensorFlow callbacks? Answer. Callbacks in TensorFlow provide a way to customize and control the training process. They allow you to perform actions at various points during training, such as saving checkpoints, adjusting learning rates, or early stopping based on validation metrics. Question 30. What is the purpose of the TensorFlow Object Detection API? Answer. The TensorFlow Object Detection API provides a set of pre-trained models and tools for training custom object detection models. It simplifies the process of training models for tasks like object detection, instance segmentation, and text recognition. Question 31. How can we create tensors from Python objects? Answer. We can create tensors like NumPy arrays and lists using Python objects. It can be easily performed using tf.convertatensor operation. Question 32. What is transfer learning, and how is it implemented in TensorFlow? Answer. Transfer learning is a technique where a pre-trained model trained on a large dataset is used as a starting point for a new task. In TensorFlow, you can leverage pre-trained models from TensorFlow Hub or models available in the tf.keras.applications module to implement transfer learning. Question 33. What is distributed TensorFlow? Answer. Distributed TensorFlow is an extension of the TensorFlow machine learning framework designed to train and deploy models across multiple devices or machines. It enables the efficient utilization of distributed computing resources, such as multiple CPUs or GPUs, or even a cluster of machines, to accelerate the training and inference processes for large-scale machine learning tasks. Question 34. What is model subclassing in TensorFlow? Answer. Model subclassing in TensorFlow is a technique used for building custom models by directly subclassing the tf.keras.model class. With this approach, you can define the architecture of your neural network by creating a class that inherits from tf.keras.model and implementing the necessary methods and layers. Question 35. Define TensorBoard. Answer. TensorBoard is a web-based visualization tool provided by TensorFlow, an open-source machine learning framework. It is designed to help users analyze, monitor, and debug their machine learning models. TensorBoard allows you to visualize various aspects of your TensorFlow model's training and evaluation processes, such as the model architecture, scalar metrics, histograms of weights and biases, embeddings, and more. Question 36. What is a data pipeline in TensorFlow? Answer. In TensorFlow, a data pipeline refers to the process of efficiently and effectively loading, pre-processing, and feeding data into a machine learning model. It involves a series of steps to transform raw data into a format suitable for training or inference. Question 37. What are the key components of data pipeline in TensorFlow? Answer. A typical data pipeline in TensorFlow consists of the following components. 1. Data source. This is the origin of the data, which could be stored in various formats. TensorFlow provides various APIs and utilities to read data from different sources. 2. Data pre-processing. Once the data is sourced, it often requires pre-processing to ensure it is in a suitable format for training. This step may involve operations such as cleaning the data, normalizing or scaling features, handling missing values, encoding categorical variables, or performing other transformations. 3. Data transformation. In some cases, it might be necessary to transform the data into a different representation or extract additional features before training the model. This can include operations like image resizing, data augmentation, feature extraction using neural networks or other algorithms, or any other pre-processing steps specific to the problem at hand. 4. Data batching. To efficiently train a machine learning model, it is common to process data in batches rather than individual samples. Batching improves computational efficiency and allows for parallel processing. TensorFlow provides mechanisms for creating batches of data, ensuring the model receives a consistent and optimized input format during training. 5. Data shuffling. When training a model, it is beneficial to present the data in a random order to prevent any potential bias caused by the sequence of samples. Shuffling the data helps ensure that the model generalizes well to unseen examples. TensorFlow provides utilities to shuffle data, either within individual batches or across the entire dataset. 6. Data loading and prefetching. Loading data from storage can be a slow process, and it can become a bottleneck when training a model. TensorFlow includes techniques to optimize data loading and prefetching, allowing the model to overlap the training and data loading steps, thereby maximizing the utilization of computational resources. Question 38. How does TensorFlow make use of the Python API? Answer. Here's how TensorFlow makes use of the Python API. 1. Defining the computational graph. TensorFlow uses the Python API to define a computational graph, which represents the flow of data through the model. 2. Creating tensors. The Python API allows users to create tensors using TensorFlow's data structures. These tensors can hold input data, model parameters, intermediate results, or output predictions. 3. Performing mathematical operations. TensorFlow provides a wide range of mathematical operations for manipulating tensors. These operations are available through the Python API, and users can apply them to tensors using functions and methods provided by TensorFlow. 4. Training models. The Python API in TensorFlow enables users to define and train machine learning models. They can define the model architecture, specify the loss function, select optimization algorithms, and configure training parameters. 5. Executing the computational graph. Once the model is defined and the training process is configured, the Python API is used to execute the computational graph. TensorFlow seamlessly integrates with the Python control flow, allowing users to write dynamic and flexible training loops. 6. Managing resources. TensorFlow's Python API offers mechanisms for managing computational resources, such as GPUs and distributed systems. TensorFlow takes advantage of Python's dynamic nature to provide flexible resource management capabilities. Question 39. What are the APIs inside the TensorFlow project? Answer. Here are some key APIs available within the TensorFlow project. Keras API. Estimator API. TensorFlow Lite API. TensorFlow Agents API. TensorFlow Serving API. TensorFlow Probability API. TensorFlow Datasets, TFDS, API. Question 40. What are neural networks? Answer. Neural networks are a type of machine learning model inspired by the structure and function of the human brain. They are designed to recognize patterns and learn from data in a way that allows them to make predictions or decisions. Thank you for listening to our podcast.